There's always work to be done on the farm, but often it's the same work day after day after day. Parts of the job must feel a bit like an assembly line. Wouldn't it be great if you could just get a robot to do it? That might not be so far off. As Jeremy Bernfeld explains in part two of Harvest Public Media's week-long series, Farmer of the Future.
No, it's not a Kentucky Derby video game. It's a farm robot that could be used to plant seed or spread fertilizer. Only problem is it's just ankle high and about a foot long. It had taken an awful long time to plant a 5,000-acre farm. The small four-wheeled machine drops coffee grains from its bottom at specific locations. It has three little sensors that read where the crops are and keeps the machine exactly 10 inches away. The robot travels the perimeter of the crop area and drops a pellet every inch.
It's building on what's currently there and looking towards what we would see happen in the future.
That's Joe Dvorak. He's a grad student at Kansas State University and was the president of the Biological and Agricultural Engineering Department's robotics team, which won national robotics competitions in each of the last 5 years. Last year's was in Louisville, hence the equine theme. Dvorak and his team built the robot, and he and another of his teammates showed it to me in a classroom at K-State in Manhattan. It's not hard to see how it could be used for farm work.
The whole idea behind them is very applicable. If we're doing it on a small scale, it just needs to be scaled up to work at a larger scale.
Sounds a bit crazy, right? Like a science fiction novel. Robots running around the field, growing our food.
Luke! Take these two over to the garage, will you? I want them cleaned up for dinner. Well, come on, Red, let's go!
In the Star Wars movies, moisture farmers use droids and robots on farms in a galaxy far, far away. But they've also got flying cars, so could we really see robots on the farm? Farmers today already rely heavily on advanced technology, like GPS systems, automatic dairy milkers, and satellite imaging. It's heady stuff.
Robotics and autonomy become appropriate where you have a situation which is dull, which is dirty, or which is dangerous.
That's Jeremy Brown, president of JBridge Robotics, a Massachusetts-based company that makes software that helps turn regular machinery into robotic machinery for commercial use. He says agriculture is a fruitful place for robotics. In fact, JBridge and tractor manufacturer Kinze developed a robotic tractor, and it's set to head to market in limited release this fall. To be clear, robot tractors in the field this fall. It's all thanks to sensors. They're continuously becoming more advanced, cheaper, and more rugged so they can be used in the field. Robotics is all about a machine reacting to the world around it. Farmers already have tractors that drive in super straight lines by themselves thanks to GPS auto-steer technology. Throw in sensors that allow it to back up, change gears when heading up or downhill, detect objects in the field, and you've got a robot harvesting your wheat. The robot tractor and robotic milking machines are the two main areas robotics are already being used in U.S. agriculture. And researchers are currently working on applications that could be used in planting, harvesting, weeding crops, and spreading fertilizer. Robots aren't yet common on farms, but it's headed that way.
There is one factor that will actually accelerate these kind of things.
That's Dr. Tom Zhang. He's a professor in agricultural and biological sciences at K-State and the robotics team's mentor. He says that in places like Japan, South Korea, and even China, a declining farm labor force is pushing robots into the mainstream faster. That may be a harbinger for U.S. farms.
Eventually, someday we need to have a much more robotic automated machines so that farmers don't have to that many farmers to do the farming work. So that will happen eventually, but it's not going to happen very quickly, like in Japan, like in South Korea, like in China.
Farms have huge labor and expense demands, but often only at two or three times a year, like planting and harvest. It's hard for a farmer to employ year-round the laborers he needs for the busy times. A robot able to do some of that work would surely help. Again, JBridge's Jeremy Brown.
The farmers actually have been quite enthusiastic in sort of seeing what this can do and how it can help them with sort of having predictable harvest times and to be able to do longer hours with fewer people if necessary.
Does this spell the end for the flesh and blood human farmer? Absolutely not. Today's modern farmer is the CEO of his or her farm, every day making important business decisions, using complex financial instruments, and managing a workforce. That won't change. Even Brown, the robotic software engineer, says his company isn't trying to replace farmers, only help them.
There's very much of a human element in all of the business decisions and all of the equipment selection and maintenance and fleet decisions. So, you know, I don't think you're going to eliminate the farmer with automation.
With robots on the way, the role of the farmer may have to change to adapt to new tools. But they've done that for centuries. See many oxen teams around? The farmer of the future isn't a robot. Even in our wildest imaginations, we still rely on farmers.
I mean, even if we look at Star Wars, just to run with that, you know, Luke's aunt and uncle were human farmers. They had robot farm hands.
Robot farm hands of the future, though? It's rapidly changing from science fiction to science fact. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.